Next application is case number 11459, the application of Stephanie A. Denose and Maureen L. Gawley. I probably said that wrong, I apologize. The location is southeast of Mississippi Avenue, 502 feet southwest of Bayshore Drive, and being lot 35 and one half of lot 34, block J, section 1, within North Shores at Broadkill Beach, with a 911 address of 113 Mississippi Avenue, Milton, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 235, map 3.16, parcel number 24, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 4.5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the dwelling, a 17-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for steps, 8.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the deck. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, sir. Members of the board, I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here on behalf of the applicants, and I have a witness to be sworn in, please.
All right, if you would, please.
Mr. Mike, before we start, it doesn't show the zoning. Is it MR? MR? North Shores?
North Shores is MR, right. North End.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lori Bronstein, 18415 Boone Hall Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Members of the board, this is what I think is a fairly typical zoning application or variance application for lots in Broadkill Beach. As you are very familiar, there tend to be very small lots. You have to fit a lot of things on those lots, and it seems that more people fail to put them in the proper place than succeed. And this would be a perfect example. My client bought the property in 2003. And as was common at some lofts at the time, when a survey was done, the survey was not brought to the planning and zoning for review and approval, because that survey done in 2003 shows, with one exception, the exact property as it sits in 2014, and that is the house itself was built too close to the front property line. It was built 25.5 feet rather than 30 feet. Well, needless to say, if the house itself is too close, anything added to the front of the house is also too close. So the deck, which was on the house when my clients bought it, was 21.7 feet rather than 30 feet, but unfortunately at the time they bought it, no one pointed that out to them. So had they done it, someone would have been in here in 2003 seeking a variance. It was not until they were transferred out of state, they live in upstate New York, that they contacted Ms. Bronstein, who was here to list their house for sale. When she saw the survey from 2003 and said, I'm not so certain that you're okay here. So at her suggestion, we had another survey done just in 2014. And it, of course, showed the same thing. It showed the house being too close, the deck being too close, but it also showed now there were front steps that were not on the house when my clients bought it. So they did add those front steps. Needless to say, since the house was already too close, the deck was already too close, the front stairs that were added to the front deck were, a priori, too close. They have a contract to sell their home. They disclose these conditions to the buyer, and their settlement is contingent upon variances being granted so that their buyers don't have the same issue. Ms. Bronstein is very familiar with the property, so for your help, she took some pictures, and we have set for everybody, and she can just explain briefly what they show. I did submit pictures with the application, but they were black and white, kind of hard to see.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep it up. Keep it set for yourself.
I'll get them.
So I would like Ms. Bronstein to testify, if that's permissible.
Sure.
Could you tell us your occupation, please?
Sure. I'm a lowly realtor in Sussex County.
And for how long have you been a realtor in Sussex County?
10 years.
And you tend to sell real estate in one area of Sussex County, isn't that true?
Mostly Broadkill.
So you are very familiar with properties in Broadkill Beach.
Yes, sir.
So first of all, to the best of your knowledge, are the facts relating to this property, as I recited them, true?
Yes.
Could you explain to members of the board what your pictures show and why you took those pictures?
Sure. So the first picture is a picture on Mississippi Avenue as you're driving down Mississippi.
Ma'am, could you make sure you're near a mic, because that way we can, it's tough to hear it on the record.
The first picture is a picture, I wish I had put them in order for you, but showing Mississippi Avenue as you drive down it toward my client's property.
And let me ask you a question about that. It looks to be fairly desolate down that road.
Yeah. There are no houses on either side of the road, of the parcel as you approach it, except directly across the street from it are septic fields that service homes on the next street, which I believe is Alabama. Yeah.
Alabama Avenue.
By the ghost of geography. Mm-hmm. The next picture is approaching the house, and you'll see the sale sign and then the steps that come down from the front of the house as you approach the house.
And those front steps, to the best of your knowledge, they were the ones that added by the applicants after they bought the house,
right.
Correct?
Right. There's another picture with a red truck in it that's a little bit further back as you approach the house. You can see how the house really sits quite on its own. The road dead ends into wetlands, into the wildlife refuge. Then there's a picture of across the street. It's a septic field. You can see the mound system there. And then there's another picture of the two sets of stairs. So I even forgot when I sold them the property in 03 that I didn't even remember they added these stairs. But anyway, the initial stairs were the ones running parallel to the house. It now goes down into a dog pen. The ones they added are the ones that go perpendicular to the house that come down in the front just to make the entrance easier and wider for some family members.
So the front steps, obviously, they serve the main door to the home.
Right.
Could you correct the problem of the location of the house or the deck without moving or removing the house and deck?
Well, the house was built in 92. It would be a project. Yeah.
And do you feel as a realtor, as to the value of the property, that the front steps are an addition to the property, are a helpful addition to the property?
Certainly to facilitate access to the house.
And in your opinion, based upon your knowledge of this property and the surrounding properties, do the requested variances adversely affect any of those properties?
Not at all.
Do you think that the requested variances would adversely affect the value of any of those properties?
Not at all.
Members of the board, the standards, as Mr. Meredith so correctly pointed out, are uniqueness of the property. I guess what's most unique here is the fact that the house came this way as to the applicants. They had someone pointed out to them in 2003, at least we wouldn't have had the conversation as to the location of the house and the deck now. So it is unique in that fashion. It's already been developed, so there's obviously no question about that. The variance is needed to enable not just the reasonable use, but the use altogether, because without the variances, the house would have to be moved or removed, the deck would have to be removed or moved, and the front steps, I guess you could have a house without front steps and just use side steps, but I think that goes into the other issues in that these are not adversely affecting anyone. You can see from the pictures that it's basically at the end of a road. It's not surrounded by other houses. It's basically surrounded by trees and septic fields. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. Certainly the location of the house was not. nor the deck. Now, the steps were, to the extent they added them, but they were adding them to a non-conform. They were already adding them to something that violated. So, in essence, they couldn't have front steps on this property.
And they had no idea it would be a violation when they did it.
So the requested variance is the minimum that is needed to afford relief. And in this case, the real hardship would be if they're not granted, they don't have a contract to sell the property. And now, granted, that's not certainly a primary consideration of the board, but it's certainly it's a pretty big one for the applicants. And it represents the least modification possible because it's already there. And we believe, based on all of these factors, that the variance should be granted. Of course, if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you first, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Ritter?
Yes. As the realtor, you normally have documentation that goes along with the sale, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have, was there any permits, any certificate of compliances with the dwelling and with the deck?
Well, my people didn't build the house. They bought it from an old woman who had constructed it. So the settlement attorney at the time, to my knowledge, was a long time. It was over 10 years ago. Right. But I don't remember them seeking or pulling out a certificate of occupancy. Surveys weren't checked then. I mean, obviously one was done, because when I saw it this time, I was like, oh, you're in violation. This isn't good. But back then, I didn't. The settlement attorney nor myself really noticed anything.
So these people just went right ahead and put a front steps on there, feeling that they were in compliance.
I don't think they had any knowledge that they sit pretty isolated out there, and I think they just didn't know that they needed permission, that they were in violation of anything. I just don't
Do
think they
have
had any
permits
idea.
Now that, have you advised them of permits that they will need for future and any other thing?
Well, they're selling the house now, and certainly now they know that it was
okay.
A problem. That's why we're here. So, but they, in fact, I noticed when they went to list the house this time and I got the survey, that's when I said, you're not in compliance and you have to get a variance. So, but no, if I had known all that back then, surveys weren't checked then. I don't know, now they really are very rigorously checked and brought to the
Absolutely.
Board of Adjustment, which is
really good.
You're
not supposed to have occupancy until they are done.
Yeah.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Woodman?
Yeah, ma'am, you are going to move the shed, right?
It's gone.
It's gone already?
Yep.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
Yes, when this
That's
was
gone.
Filed, it was shown there, but it's
is it gone or moved to the, it says it's going to be moved to the rear?
It's moved. It's actually moved under the house. It's a freestanding shed, so they just moved it under the
under
house.
Under the house, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
Has your client applied for a permit for the front steps?
I don't know.
I asked.
That's what you meant then?
Yes.
I don't know.
Mr. Lang, do you
know?
Do you know if a building permit where it was issued?
Too many parcels.
You don't remember off the top of your head?
No, yeah. No idea.
We can certainly, we can check to see.
Well, you can require that. We can require that you do that prior, and if you come to that conclusion that it hasn't been done, it will be done. Okay. Because
to
it's not
get
too late
eight.
To get it done now and make sure you have a permit for that front step, if everything goes well for you here.
Gotcha. Sure. Makes sense.
And how is this front steps not created by the applicant?
No, that's what I mentioned. It clearly was. I mean, that's. But as I say, I think the bigger problem is anything they did on the front of that house was going to be created by them, because the house itself was always already in violation. So yes, clearly it was. But if they had added an inch of something, it was a violation because the house itself was already too close.
I think Mr. Mills is going to that counselor is that if they require the permit, that permit would indicate it
that you're in violation.
That you would be in a violation. If your client had applied for the stair, you'd have seen right on there that.
I don't even know when they built them. They built them.
Since 2011.
2011, is that what it is, John?
Well, you got a survey that says 2003, 2011, which does not show those front steps. And then the, I don't know what the other survey is because it doesn't show a date. But one would assume it was since 2011.
And it's a fence put up since 2011.
The more recent one is dated June 19, 2014. That's the most recent one.
Our copy doesn't show a date.
Oh.
It doesn't show that.
But the one that does not show front steps shows two dates, July 3rd, 2003 and April 19th of 2011.
Well, the...
So obviously they... Or it would one would think it was obvious they built the steps and moved the fence since 2011.
Well, I can't... Should I... If I can shed some light on the fence...
Not an issue.
Not an issue. It really doesn't matter to us.
Okay. But that's when they did the survey, someone pointed out to them that their fence was on, so they moved it.
Because of the survey.
Because of the survey. And they had no knowledge of any of that. So as soon as they found out the fence was closer to the wetlands, nobody didn't interfere with anyone, but they immediately moved it. It was another thing they didn't realize. It was a little dog fence that went 2 feet, I guess, over their line.
Okay.
To clarify that, you did have a certificate of compliance issued to you in 92. But
In
other words, it was okay. The county said it was okay in 92, all right? So that would eliminate the problem of you being in violation. It was the county that approved it. Okay.
Okay.
So you have a survey. You have a survey, just so you have all the facts.
Yes, sir.
You have a survey that was done probably in 92, and the inspector gave you a certificate of compliance or a certificate of moving into the house. But based on that, you still got yourself in trouble. The person got themselves in trouble when they started building on the front of that house, not getting permits. If they had gotten permits, they wouldn't be where you are today. Mm-hmm. Just so you understand.
But I do think the only thing built since then was the front steps.
And the dog fence.
Well,
yeah.
The deck would be in violation also.
But I think that was part of the... I think that was
part
of the original
house.
House.
It was the only way we could enter the house was up the stairs on the deck and into the house. That was the entry to the house when they built it. Right.
Okay, you're allowed 5 foot encroachment.
That's the only way into the house.
Right, that was the only way into the house.
I have no other questions.
Hearing no other questions?
Question.
Mr. Lang.
Just clarify the record, Dave. Is there any other access to the house besides the two steps on the front, one on the front, one on the side?
No,
nothing
other
in the
access.
Rear.
It's an elevated rancher, and that's...
And that's why I asked, because it is elevated.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, Mr. Lang? Hearing no further questions.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp.
Two things. We heard some more from Mr. Schaub since you affirmed his testimony. Do you still affirm the most recent statements he made as being true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the second question I have is, looking at the photographs of Mississippi Avenue, it appears to be an unpaved road. Is that right?
Yes.
And is the distance from where there is gravel to where the yard begins... I guess the question I have is, from your knowledge of the property, does the location of where the street is match where the location of the street is showing on the survey? Or does the front yard kind of go into the street, the paper street, a little bit?
It's It's really hard to tell. I mean, it's just a gravel road, and where people drove on it created where people thought the road was.
I guess what I'm wondering is if the front yard appears bigger because the street isn't paved the full width.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's absolutely true. Because I think it would have been very hard for them to even think they were... These are people from New York. They didn't know we even had setbacks until I looked at their survey, and they really... They lived at the total end of a road that backs up to the refuge, and I think they just had no knowledge about what they were doing. And yes, I think it seemed much wider, and I don't think they were impinging on anything when they did it, if that's what you mean.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
To clarify that question, if I may, that photograph with the red band,
you
can see the telephone box in there, right at the corner of the trees at the front.
Right.
And that's typically 1 foot on or 1 foot off the right-of-way.
Okay.
Typically, that's where they put them.
Mm-hmm. And that telephone box.
Typically 1 foot on or 1 foot off.
Okay.
Same way with the power poles and stuff like that.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Hearing that. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll call for a motion.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11459. The applicant has demonstrated the standards and answered the questions for the granting of a variance. Also, the fact that the uniqueness of the property is that it is also the shape of the property, 75 foot in the front, that makes it unique. It's normally 100 foot or something like that area, and that area, they're all small lots in that area, in North Shores. And the variance is necessary to remove a reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant that came along with the property. I believe that the steps were in the front were figured as being okay because of the fact that everything else seemed to be all right with selling the property, and they went ahead and just built it out of error. I believe that the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. Also, the requested variance is a minimum level 4 relief. The requested variance represents the least modification possible in the regulation. I'd like to add to that the applicant procures a permit for the front steps.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Ritter and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11459. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11459 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just on the
yes,
building
sir.
Permit part, I guess, as far as making sure that condition is met, does the board have a direction as to how planning and zoning should make sure that's obtained before this is approved? Or just do it as a...
Just make it a condition where we can, we're advised in their letter of notification
okay.
that they need a permit for the test. And they may already have one, but we have to verify.
Okay.
Either they have it or they have to get one.
Okay.